Hey there. How would you like 101 ways to success? If so, you've stumbled upon the perfect place today because today I'm looking at 101 ways to success, number 7, from the teachings of advanced spiritual teacher and enlightened teacher, Dr. David R. Hawkins. But first off, I am Liz Garcia, your happy host. Welcome to another episode of your weekly dose of higher consciousness that you can find on the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com or on my YouTube channel at trumpetoftruthtv.com. This is the place to discover what I call foundational basics for raising your level of consciousness and living a better life. And all of this, I support this intention by putting power and truth into context based on the consciousness research done by Dr. David R. Hawkins and the map of consciousness, which is a proven energy scale to actualize your ultimate human potential. So let's get at today's topic, which is 101 Ways to Success, number 7, which comes out of Dr. Hawkins' books, the Book of Slides. Let me try to, can't do this backwards. I always do it skiwampus. So anyway, this is Dr. Hawkins' Book of Slides. And in the book, you'll find 101 Ways to Happiness, 101 Ways to Peace, and 101 Ways to Success, which I love to use as fodder for these podcasts and video casts. So today's 101 Ways to Success is to look at success as happiness. And to be happy calibrates at a very high level of consciousness. It's either 395 or 375 on the map of consciousness. I forget which one. And to put that into context, to be glad calibrates at 335 on the map of consciousness. And to put that even further into context, 85% of the planet calibrates below 200. So to be glad is a super high level of consciousness to begin. Like, if you're not happy, don't disparage yourself for your inability to be consistently happy day after day, because it's a super high level of consciousness. Whereas to kind of intend simply to be glad is a great first step, right? On the map of consciousness. So the little part of you is going to want to disparage you for not being happy all the time. And guess what? It's a super high aspiration, but it's not unattainable, especially when you understand how to go about it, and that most of us block the ability, that we block the access to being happy all the time with suppressed and repressed crap that we pick up all along the way throughout life. So my intention is to help you align with success and remove the blocks to success as you understand where it is on the map of consciousness, right? This is why the map exists. It's a blueprint to remove, to understand where true power and truth exists. So, Doc, I'm going to read right out of Dr. Hawkins' book, and then I'm going to elaborate on it with some great calibrations I found over on my, in the Consciousness Calibrations community. ConsciousnessCalibrations.com is a great website for up-to-date and current calibrations, as Dr. Hawkins is no longer with us to do his own calibrations. So let's read what he has to say in this particular one. Success as happiness. If you're happy, what more can you ask for than being happy? And I can assure you, when you start to be happy and actually feel happiness, it's a very high level of consciousness, as I just said. And you want to feel, be grateful for having these moments of happiness. Joy is even greater. Inner joy at 540 is a huge leap above happiness. But even being glad is more than enough. 335 is a positive aspect oriented, constructive uplifting way of being within yourself, just to be glad. So here's what he has to say. If you are happy, what more can you ask for than being happy? I'm just repeating myself, but it's good to hear it again. Success is being happy. I'm happy. My dog is happy. My kitty's happy. My wife's happy. My neighbors are happy. What more can you want? So I've done an entire episode on how to be happy. And it's really more detail, going into deeper depth. And if I remember, I'll share the link to that particular episode on how to be happy below this video or podcast. So there's some great calibrations on happiness from the Consciousness Calibrations website, which I'm going to read to you, which is just good to know stuff. So the first one is the will of God. And there's a calibration on this particular statement. The will of God for us is complete and total happiness, wholeness, and oneness. And this quote was found in Dr. Hawkins' book called Healing and Recovery. And there's also something similar in the way of mastery material as well. So this particular statement, the will of God for us is complete and total happiness, wholeness, and oneness. This statement calibrates at 765 on the map of consciousness, which is huge. It is beyond the realm of ordinary humanity because our consciousness as a whole is now below 200, which is too bad. It was above 200 until this whole pandemic and politicalization of everything started. It brought the whole planet down to, like, I think it's 191, whereas we were at 207 prior to all of this stuff. So when you understand, and God's a loaded word, some people don't even, the lower mind and lower consciousness cringe at the word God, which is interesting. If the word God makes you cringe, you've got some negative lower consciousness programs running around the topic of God. So you can just insert God with divinity, life for us, the will of life. And creation or divine or divinity is for us to be complete and total happiness, wholeness, and oneness. Calibrates at 765 on the map of consciousness, which is 10 to the 765th power, which is huge, and it's beyond our realm of awareness for sure. That is the land, the mystical realm, which I have experienced very high levels of consciousness in the 700s. And I can assure you, you are not in Kansas anymore. So what I would offer to you today is to accept that you are not aware of these higher realms at all. And have some humility that God and divinity knows what the heck it's doing. And that its promise, it's not even a promise, it's an understanding that God intends for you to be happy, complete, and whole, not stuck in lower consciousness like many of us are, and blocking out the truth. That's God's will for us. It's like, hey, get rid of remove the blocks and know that my intention for you as creator is to be happy, whole, and one. There's another calibration in regards to happiness, which is really great to hear. And this quote, the happiest doesn't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. So it doesn't matter what you have, what material things you have, you can choose to be happy regardless of the circumstances around you. And the level of consciousness of this particular quote is 350 on the map of consciousness, which is super significant, especially if you understand the map and you've been studying the map. 350 is a significant level of consciousness known as acceptance. And this is the level of consciousness where you're willing to accept you are the creator of your own experience and you're willing to accept responsibility for it all. So when you start to integrate and you're really what's happening, and I experienced a lot of it, so I'm happy to share what, you can affirm all you want about I am happy, I'm glad, I'm whatever, when in fact you're not, or you may or may not be, right? So when you actually start to integrate and kind of align with happy, you're going to feel it. You're just going to be it, and there's no need to talk about it. It won't even, it's a non-issue to say, I am happy. You just are that. And it's a very different experience to be something at a pure level, or, none of us are a pure level of anything, but when you start to feel happiness on a regular basis, or inner joy, or gladness, know that you're aligning with the consciousness in this particular field of consciousness. That's super powerful. So the happiest doesn't have the best of everything. They just make the best of everything. So that's an awesome way of being to at this level. It's very powerful, and you don't have to prove it to anybody. You just are it. So that's today's 101 tips to success, number 7. And a great affirmation to kind of use is, first of all, accept where you're at. Are you happy? Are you glad? Are you unhappy? You may be happy on a particular topics. You may be glad on particular topics. You're like unlikely happy on all topics for sure, because none of us are real. Well, I mean, some of us are, but not really. We have plenty of topics for which we can choose to be happy or unhappy. So a great affirmation would be to maybe pick a topic where you feel like you could align with happiness on this particular topic and let go of the lower part of you that gets in the way of being happy. So let's say you're unhappy at work. A great affirmation would be, I am willing to release the need to be unhappy at work. That's a great first step. Because you're bringing into awareness the way you're really feeling, and you're accepting it. So first step, and this is like the first step in Alcoholics Anonymous, which it's a super effective step, is first acknowledge and accept you're unhappy about something. And then the next step is to be willing to let go of the unhappiness. And allow your intention to let go of it when you kind of bring this into your awareness and you kind of speak to creation. That's what you're doing. You're speaking to consciousness in general, and you're saying, I, first of all, I accept I am unhappy at work, period. Just accept it. And then another big leap in consciousness is to accept and acknowledge that you're the creator of your own experience. That's another huge leap in consciousness to accept you've created this situation where you're unhappy at work. You are the creator, period. Whether you want to accept it or not, that's the truth at higher levels of consciousness. So you may not be there yet, but be aware that you are the creator of it. You can't blame anyone else but yourself. So, and that could be a huge leap for you, and it was a huge leap for me to understand that I'm the creator of my own experience. I didn't want to accept that. And then when I understood that it's true, then I said, oh, well, crap, I can't run away from it. I have to accept it, period. And then the affirmation to get you started and headed in that direction is to be, to say, I'm willing to release the need to be unhappy at work, as an example. You can use whatever situation, whatever topic that, you could be unhappy in your marriage, unhappy in relationships. You're the creator of it, period. You're choosing to perceive in unhappy ways. So now you can change your mind about it and use the affirmation, I'm willing to release the need to be unhappy on this particular topic. So that's today's 101 Ways to Success. And aligning with happiness is a hugely successful thing to do. You'll feel successful when you're happy, for sure, but you got to remove the blocks to it. You can't look for it outside of yourself. You've got to remove the blocks that are within you not look for some fix outside of you. That's an important understanding. That's it for today's 101 Ways to Success number 7. Next week, you're going to, let's see, I'm trying to remember what's going to be the week after that. I'm not sure what the week after that is. So you'll just have to stay tuned. So remember, how I like to finish every video is love is the truth at 500 on the map of consciousness. It's a quantum leap above what any of us have awareness about at 10 to the 500th power. So I always like to invite you to use the mind to understand the mind is not as powerful as love at all. The mind is in the 400s. It's a quantum leap from 499 on the map of consciousness, which is the level of consciousness of geniuses like Albert Einstein, to 500 on the map of consciousness. It's a huge leap. So I always like to just say, use the mind to understand. The mind has no minimal power relative to the power of love. If you like what's going on here, subscribe to the YouTube channel right here at trumpetoftruthtv.com. Or if you need a happy friend on your drive to work every day, check out the podcast at trumpetoftruthradio.com. I'll see you next time. Hey there, lovey Lou. If you are new to your weekly dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.